The last words of Jesus are very famous. Those words on the cross to the dying thief. He said he was thirsty, I thirst, and it is finished. But during that time, in that Passover week, that Passion Week, he had many teachings for his disciples, the last teachings of Jesus. They had no idea what they were going to face in just a few days, and he would not be with them as he had been with them before. Let's read about it in John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Let's go down to verse 12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and shall be in you. Jesus announced to his disciples that he was leaving. It was very distressing to them. Who would lead them now? Who would give them the words of truth? Who would guide them in the way of righteousness and holiness? Who would tell them what to do? Jesus left no specific plans for them. We don't see that anywhere in the New Testament, except that they should go onto all the world and preach the gospel. But nothing detailed. He did not appoint a leader for them. But he said, I will send you another Comforter. It's the Holy Spirit that he was speaking of. The Holy Spirit would come and operate in this world and take the place of Jesus within our hearts and in us, that we should have someone like Jesus, that we should have a leader who would lead us like Jesus, and even in a better way than he could, for he was one person at one place, but the Comforter would be for everyone in the whole world who would follow Jesus, and he will abide with us, he will live with us forever. This word Comforter comes from a Greek word. The New Testament was written originally in Greek. It's parakletos. Para means beside, and kaleo means to call. Those two words together, parakletos, interpreted comforter or counselor, different translations, different ways. But it is a word, a name for the Holy Spirit, one who comes beside us to guide us, as Jesus did to his disciples and was with them and always led them in the way of truth and righteousness. But Jesus told his disciples, you will know him, for he lives with you now, and he shall be in you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit, that I may know the truth, the Spirit that may guide me as I read the Scriptures, as I pray, as I seek out your will, Lord, that I may know the way of truth, that my conscience may bear witness of the will of God in my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.